Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to our times together. They are always such a blessing for me, and I pray that they are for you. I enjoy these times so much. I'm very thankful for Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. Without them, they wouldn't happen. But obviously, most of all, more than anyone else, I thank our Lord for just giving us this day, the opportunity to meet with Him. I hope that you're having a great day where you are, both in terms of the circumstances that you're in, your experience in your Christian life and walk, even the weather. As I film this today, it's a beautiful day outside. You almost get the first hinting of the coming fall that excites us. We look forward to that cooling off, that beautiful season of the year. But it's just a wonderful day. But again, the best part about this day or any other day is the fact that we get to know our Lord, that He wants us to have a relationship with Him. And in fact, that's why He's given us this time, is for us to know and grow in our walk with Him. And so since He wants us to know Him, let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You so much for the day that You have given to us, and Lord, this opportunity to be before You. Lord, thank You for Your word, and Lord, we ask You to give us the understanding of Your word. But Father, through that understanding, may we personally hear from You. Lord, You know us. You know our walk. You know where we are. You know our circumstances. Father, You know what we need to hear from You today. Maybe not what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. Father, we just ask, O God, that You speak, O Lord, and that You open our minds and our hearts to hear from You. Have Your way in this time. Have Your will in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, it's a blessing to have this time together. I enjoy these times. I hope that they always provide a wonderful break in your day. And by break, I mean a time to be strengthened, a time to be encouraged, time to be renewed. By break, I don't mean, and I never mean, for this to become a time of escape, somehow pulling away from the so-called real world. Because you see, faith, genuine faith in the real God, gives us the strength and the guidance to face life. It's never an escape from it. And as we open God's Word today, we certainly see that that is true. We come to Psalm 48, and we don't know the actual background of this psalm. It's obvious that the historical aspect was of some great deliverance that God had done. Many Bible scholars and students think it's a reference to when God defeated the Assyrians, when they besieged Jerusalem, and He killed 185,000 of them. And of course, they obviously had to break the siege and withdraw. It could be that. Certainly, that was a wonderful deliverance, such as we see experienced here. But whenever it was, we see this wonderful deliverance of God. And as we read it, we get this idea that, you know, when we first read over it, that it seems to be about Mount Zion or Jerusalem. But then when we look closer, it's really not primarily about Mount Zion or Jerusalem. It's about the God of Mount Zion and Jerusalem. And yes, it doesn't just think about the deliverance that they experienced then. Yes, there's the prophetic aspect that's an even greater fulfillment of what's spoken of here. But it also sees the confidence that you and I ought to have in God as we face what we sometimes refer to as the real world. And so look with me as we look at this psalm, as we begin working our way through it, as we think about what ought to give us the confidence and the assurance as we face the, quote, the real world. As we look at this, the first thing that we see as we look at verses 1 through 3 is the presence of God. Think about what we read in these verses. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, His holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. God is in her palaces. He's made Himself known as a stronghold. Again, when you first begin reading, you think, oh, well, Zion, Mount Zion or Jerusalem is going to be the focus of this psalm. But then again, you get to verse 3 and it becomes very clear. It's not Jerusalem. It's not Mount Zion that's the focus. It's the God of Jerusalem. It's the God of Mount Zion. You think about what we see in verse 3. God in her palaces, has made himself known as a stronghold. Again, here you see, again, the historical context of some deliverance of, that they had experienced. Jerusalem surrounded by her army. You can't get much real world than that. And yet, what was their confidence? Their confidence, again, was in the presence of God being with them. Again, verse 3. God in her palaces has made himself known as a stronghold. You know, child of God, whatever it is that you're facing today, whatever your circumstances are that you are experiencing, the wonderful truth of the matter is the fact that God is with you. You think about what we saw over in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, and a very present help in trouble. You think about what we've often quoted from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Child of God, whatever your circumstances, whatever situation you find yourself in, you are not there alone. God himself is in fact with you. You have not been forgotten. You've not been deserted by him. You certainly have not been forsaken by him. You've not been discarded by him. God is in fact with you. This very moment, this day, in that situation, we can have confidence in what we sometimes call the real world because the presence of God, he is in fact with us. He is in fact with you. In your circumstances, in that problem, in that need that you're facing today, God is in fact there. We have his presence. But not only do we have the presence of God, notice as well we have the security of God. Look at verses 4 through 8. For lo, the kings assembled themselves. They passed by together. They saw it, and they were amazed. They were terrified. They fled in alarm. Panic seized them. Their anguish is of a woman in childbirth. With the east wind, you break the ships of Tarshish. For we have heard, as we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish her forever. Again, looking back on some miraculous deliverance, and certainly the one where God delivered Jerusalem from the Assyrians and killed 185,000 of the Assyrians would certainly fit that description. But whenever it was obvious, some wonderful time of deliverance. But you think about what the psalmist is inspired to remind us of there and to point to, the fact that we always have security in God. And again, prophetically, this looks ahead to Israel's ultimate deliverance. But what we see here is the security of God. We quoted Psalm 46, verse 1 a moment ago. You think about what it says in verses 2 and 3 in Psalm 46. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Believer, in one sense, and I'm not trying to minimize what you may be going through, and you may be going through some very difficult times right now, and I'm not trying to minimize that at all. But in one sense, it's irrelevant what our circumstances are. Because God himself is in fact with us. And he himself is our security. We may be going through a good time and quite frankly not giving much of anything a thought because we're just enjoying the pleasant season that we're in. The reality is we're safe there because God's protected us. We may be going through the worst of times. And the reality is we're no more in danger there than we were in those good times because God himself is with us. You think about Psalm 23. The sheep had the care and the protection of the shepherd just as much in the valley of the shadow of death as they had had it when they were in the green pastures beside the still waters. You know, Jesus picked up on that in John 10. We talked about being the door of the sheep. Yes, he leads them to pasture, but he's also their protection. They're always under his protection. They're always in his security. He is always there, in fact, protecting them. Whether they think that it's, whether they are experiencing what you know, we would label a good time or whether they're experiencing what we would label a difficult time. The absolute security of God, we have that now. You have that now in your present circumstance. You may feel like you're in the valley of the shadow of death. God's no more further away from you than he was when he led you through times of green pastures and still waters. We have his security. But you know what else we have? We have number three. the goodness of God. Look at verses 9 through 11. We have thought on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As is your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice. His loving kindness. You know, God is so great that when we talk about, you know, loving kindness, we have to come up with two words to try to explain it. And even two words put together can't fully convey the thought of how loving God is, how kind God is, how good God is, and how in every situation we can in fact trust God's loving kindness. You think about, you probably memorized it, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for well-being and not for calamity, that you might have a future and a hope." And you think about it, even in the worst of circumstances, we can trust God's loving kindness. Romans 8:28, "For we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those that love God, to those called according to his purpose." And again, you may be going through a very difficult time right now. Remember God's loving kindness. Remember the very goodness of God. You know, we've observed several times that children's blessing, God is great, God is good. So simple, but so profound. And how deeply it would impact our life if we would really absorb those truths. The goodness of God. Yes, they were looking back when they had been surrounded by an enemy. God was still good. He delivered them. Looking ahead prophetically to an even greater deliverance, the goodness of God. You and I, as we live in our life right now, and you may be going through a very difficult time, we have a God who by his very nature is good. That's not to say we always understand what's taking place in our lives or understand why he's doing what he's doing, but what he determines to do is always out of his loving kindness, out of his goodness. But then we come to the fourth thing, and that is in fact the faithfulness of God. You think about what we see in verses 12 through 14. Walk about Zion and go around her. Count her towers. Consider her ramparts. Go through her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation. For such is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us until death. You think about what the psalmist is saying there. Yes, those that experienced that historical deliverance, they could say, you know, they could tell their children, their grandchildren, and tell their great-great-grandchildren, tell their great-great-great-grandchildren about God's loving kindness, about his presence, about his security, because it would be just as real for them as it had been for them in that deliverance. Looking prophetically, it will be real then. The aspect here is the fact that God never changes. He is, in fact, always faithful. Yes, not just the deliverance that day, not just the deliverance prophetically, but our life in him now. We are before a God who is faithful to his people at all times. You think about Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good. We just talked about that. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. That goodness, that loving kindness, that presence, that security, it will never ever end. For us, for every generation coming after us until our Lord comes, and as we experience through all of eternity, his faithfulness. And so as we come here, you know, we meet with God, this is not an escape from reality, that, you know, somehow get away from things for a while. It's an opportunity for us to meet with God, to know him and his ways, to have his strength, to have his guidance, to be able to trust and rest in him. As we look back on that historical deliverance, as we anticipate the greater prophetic deliverance, as we experience him in our daily life, our God is in fact with us. Our God, in fact, is our protector. Our God is, in fact, good. He is loving and kind, and he is always faithful. We can trust him. See it historically, prophetically, and we can experience it in our lives. As the psalmist is seeking to lead the people to do is what we need to do, that is, in fact, to trust him. Child of God, whatever it is that you're facing today, you trust this great God. He is with you. You're safe in Him. He is, in fact, loving and kind, and He is faithful. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank you, O God, that you are the real and true and living God. And Father, in our lives today, in our circumstances, especially those who are going through very difficult times, Lord, may we look to you and rest in you. Father, thank you for your word that reveals you, that tells us who you are and how you are. And oh Lord God, may we base our lives accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, it's been good to be with you as we've met with our Lord. Hope that this time is a blessing, not just for these moments that we've had together, but for the rest of today and tomorrow, for your life, for all the years to come that God's given to you, that you'll trust Him, walk with Him, and rest in Him. And I hope by having your eyes turned toward Him that you'll have a great day in Him.